Good morning. This is Robert Woolsey. Joining me over the phone today is Doug Osborne. He's the president of the Sitka Cycling Club. And Doug, I understand you have some fantastic news.
Yeah, Sitka again received a silver level award from the League of American Cyclists. And so this is something that we first won in 2008 as a bronze and went to a silver in 12 and then 16 and then 20. So we're not going back into bronze mode. We're staying at silver. So an exciting award.
And have you been involved in this since 2008?
Yeah, really. I got involved in 2007 when Being More Walkable and Bikeable was selected as the top goal at the first Health Summit Planning Day. And there was an initial group and a great amount of work that was done. And so in 2008, when we turned in our application, we had a lot of exciting things to share that had happened in the last 9 months. And so that's where we got the first award as a bronze. But since then, being bike friendly, being walkable, non-motorized transportation, there's a lot of work to do in that area. So yeah, it's been an ongoing effort. And I think we're making some slow, steady progress.
And the bronze level was just kind of a teaser. The League of American Bicyclists really encouraged you to try and spend that intervening 4 years to step it up a bit.
Yeah, they have had thousands of communities that apply. About close to 500 have won. And they have honorable mentions, but then the awards start at bronze. And then every time you get a report card and it has some of their ideas of things that you could do to improve. And so we're able to make some improvements and get to silver. Now, the jump from silver to gold is a big one, but I think someday we could do that.
Doug, what did we do to maintain our silver? You just can't rest on your laurels, can you? You have to be seen as making progress.
Yeah, you have to make some progress. They have the categories and they have a report card. I have it here, and there's four areas, and then they're adding a fifth, which is equity. But it's engineering, education, encouragement, and then evaluation and planning. And the two that we were strongest on was encouragement and education. And then the other two, the third one was evaluation planning. So we could do some more work in there. And then with engineering, that was our lowest. And then they give you a list of the 10 building blocks of bike-friendly community. And they show where Sitka is and where a gold community would be. So for example, this is bike program staff to population. Bike plan is current being implemented, bicycle friendly laws and ordinances, active bike advisory committee, active bike advocacy group, bike to month, bike to work events, share of transportation budget spent on bicycling, bicycle education in schools, total on and off bicycle network, and then high speed roads with bike facilities. So it's neat because they show what a gold community would be. And these are places like Davis, California, and Portland is gold or platinum. I think Boulder, Colorado is gold. So they're looking at sort of the models. Then they share how we're doing with that. So since our last thing, some exciting things have happened, and they noted that we've built more single track, and that's been going on in this year. The Salty Spoke Bike Co-op has been getting off the ground. The Bike Benefits Program, which a lot of local stores did, helps with encouragement. And then we've done some things encouraging people like to be visible with the Stay Active and Bright campaign that targets cyclists, and doing things for National Bike Month and National Bike to Work Week. So I think the education encouragement, we've done pretty good. And to go up to gold, we'd have to do some more work with evaluation planning and engineering and just getting some more buy-in and some more people into the mix.
It feels like we're on our way. The addition of the single track is so exciting. It was great to see the kids up there actually building the single track. That's an excellent way to get buy-in from young people, is to actually have them involved in the planning and construction of those trails. It's very exciting. And it feels like at the municipal government level, a lot of these ideas you're talking about, making biking part of the transportation system, they seem to be happening in Sitka. They seem to be part of the dialogue whenever we do talk transportation. It seems like bikes are part of the conversation now, because there just seems like there's just a lot of people out riding nowadays.
Yeah, and that's one of our big strengths, is because we have a mild climate and short distances, and we don't have, the hills of a place like San Francisco or Seattle, let's say. We don't have highways to cross over. It's really compact. And so as a way to get exercise, but also just an affordability benefit, people will commute by bike. So our percentage of people who commute to work by bike or commute for errands by bicycle is high. And I think that's kind of our main strength, is that we're an island, we're compact, and it's very reasonable. In fact, sometimes you can get there quicker on a bike than a car. If you think of a busy day in the summer with a lot of people in town, sometimes you can get there and then pull right up to the front. So that's our real strength, Rob. And the more people we have doing that, but not just doing it safely. That's one of the other things we want to bring down, any kind of crashes that would happen. So I always encourage people to, you know, be predictable, follow rules of road, ride on the right side of the road, and just kind of follow some of the same principles. But I think we have great potential, and we are kind of going in that direction. And one thing, you know, the municipal government has done, is it a good example, is put in the best practice style bike racks, like in front of the library. That's the best you can kind of come up with. It's near the entrance, it's undercover, and it has the style where you just lean your bike against, you can lock up there. So it's not an old tire bender, it's one of the ones that they recommend. So for a good example, the library is a place where municipal government has really supported biking and say, hey, bike to the library, it's a great safe place to lock up here and you'll be out of the rain.
I will second the idea that some trips are just better made by bike. I'm a regular bike commuter, and sometimes I have to go to work at 6 a.m, not so frequently anymore. But then occasionally I'll have to go in at 8. And if I'm called upon to go into work suddenly at 8 o'clock, I might jump in my car and I'll just be stuck down at the intersection of Kashvaroff and Halibut right. Point Road in this long line of cars coming out of Keet Gushihin. I'll just be waiting there. I'll be waiting there so long to get onto Halibut Point Road that I could have ridden to the station on my bike already.
So it's sometimes it's funny, it's a time saver. They have a book, and it starts its commuter bike section with saying, you know, do you want to get more exercise? Do you want to save money on gas? Do you live within 10 miles of your workplace? And when I read that, I thought, that's pretty much everybody in Sitka lives within 10 miles. So, and we don't have the summer heat that is a real barrier in some places. It's hard to ride a long distance when it's, you know, 90 degrees, but it's so compact. You're right. You can get there quicker. But Rob, let me ask you a question. You know, think about 15 years ago when a lot of this started, and now you're out on the roads, you're biking, you're a commuter. What, if any, difference do you notice between biking now in this last year or two and biking, let's say, early 2000s?
I think the biggest difference is the bikes are so much better. I mean, you probably weren't asking me about the technology, but the mountain bikes and the hybrids are just, they're fantastic to ride. You can even get an electric supported bike and, you know, it can do most of the riding for you. The other thing that's really improved is just driver awareness. Sitkans are already kind of a cut above, I believe, anyway, and they're just extremely courteous drivers on the road who yield to me when they don't necessarily have to. I've also noticed that the truck drivers, the guys driving the big AML rigs, they'll give me a wide, wide berth. And stuff like that was less common when I first started riding in Sitka. I had a terrible kind of road bike. It wasn't really good for Sitka. We didn't have the cross trail and fantastic riding like that available. And the drivers were just kind of like, oh, that's kind of a down south thing. We don't really ride bikes here. But the culture of cycling has totally changed. The culture and attitude around cycling has totally changed since the early 2000s and even the 90s.
Yeah. So thanks to all of the courteous motorists. Thanks to all of the safe cyclists and to the folks that aren't, riding the bike safe. It's frustrating for motorists. It's also frustrating for cyclists because it just helps when people are kind of predictable and, you know, don't ride your bike on downtown sidewalks. And if it's pitch black, don't ride around in all black and surprise people. And this isn't a good scenario for anyone.
Doug, I'll put a link to the Sitka Cycling Club with this interview on the kcaw.org website so people can connect with you that way. Thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Doug Osborne is president of the Sitka Cycling Club. We've been talking about The League of American Bicyclists has renewed Sitka's silver level designation in the Bicycle Friendly Community Program. It's quite an honor, and people like Doug Osborne and all the folks involved in the Sitka Cycling Club have worked since 2008 to make it happen. Thanks again, Doug.
Thanks, Rob.